Maria Guardado joins us. Of course, she covers the Giants for MLB.com. And Maria, congratulations. You have been named the Rookie of the Year for 2019.
Wow, Marty.
How about that?
I'm very honored. Thank you.
It's just me clapping, but it is a big honor.
That's all right. Yeah. Everyone else is eating and doing things and being entertained by Bruce Jenkins over there. But no, you are Rookie of the Year. You had a great year. Your first year on the beat here. You're not a rookie to this job, but certainly to San Francisco. And we love everything you've done, and you've worked so hard all year long. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. This is very exciting.
Yeah, no, you'll have this forever, as they say. Forever. This is on your resume.
It's going to hang on your mantle.
This is a career highlight, no doubt.
Believe me. And Kerry Crowley will have some sort of memento for you if we could find him.
Great.
We're not sure where he is.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Let's get back down to business. Nice to have you here. And, of course, the Madison Bumgarner story is the biggest one. You were there for a little discussion with him. Let us know what happened.
Yeah, so he basically kind of said that he had been speaking with Bruce Bochy over the last few days about, you know, whether or not to make the start. And they just came to the conclusion that it was in everyone's best interest for him just to not take it. And, you know, he was asked if there's a little bit of disappointment in not taking the ball for Bruce Bochy's final game. And he kind of said, no, actually. You know, I feel like he didn't feel like anything that he would do tomorrow would change kind of the relationship that he's built with Bochy over the years. So I think he's pretty happy to just kind of, you know, go out like this. And it's a little bit, I guess, not great that no one realized that, you know, he might have maybe made his last start for the Giants earlier this week. And I think if people had been aware that he wasn't going to pitch on Sunday, I think there would have been much more kind of fanfare and a chance for the fans to really show their appreciation for him. So in that sense, I guess it's a little disappointing that, you know, he won't be able to go out there one last time. But, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think there's still a sense of closure for him already, and he's pretty kind of happy with the way things have played out. So
yeah, I'm a little bummed about it. I wasn't saying that facetiously or meaning pun by saying I'm bummed. I'm like, what gives, man? I just he's the guy who for his entire career we've hung the hat on. He's the guy who is no BS. He doesn't like watching home runs. He's not about the fanfare. And if that were done intentionally to say I don't need a bunch of worship and fanfare on my final start potentially as a Giant, I'd say okay. I don't know that this speaks anything to what may happen this offseason. I don't believe, obviously, it changes his relationship with Bruce Bochy, but as a fan, I look at this and I go, why wouldn't this guy say, you know what, I want to take the ball for this guy one more time. It's who I've been my entire career. Why wouldn't I do my job on the scheduled day in which I'm here to do my job? I don't get it. I don't get it.
You make a very compelling argument.
I don't get it. It's for as a fan, it doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
We can see that.
Yeah, I'm not happy with
you. You are not happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely a guy who's kind of put his arm on the line over the years for the Giants, and I think it's just, you can't really blame him for kind of, you know, just this. There's nothing on the line in this game, really, except for sentimentality and the fact that he's entering his free agency. Okay. I mean, he doesn't want to put his body at risk for some freak injury like his final start of spring training, you know, last year. So I think that that's kind of something that was probably in the back of everyone's heads. You know, Bruce Bochy even said that he kind of wanted to protect Bumgarner. You know, he's already logged 200 innings. He's been that workhorse for the Giants all season. So, you know, I can see their side of it for sure.
Now, you've been following them all week, and for the last month, they've scheduled it so it would be the case. Don't you feel like the Giants made us believe that he was going to be the guy up until really yesterday, that he was going to pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right. They definitely kept him on, you know, every 5 days rest, even when there were off days and opportunities to give him that rest. So I think it kind of did seem like they were being intentional about it and kind of setting him up for that final game. But, you know, things change in the last couple days. So, you know, here's where we are.
All right.
All right. Well, you've been around the beat all year long. Your favorite storyline of 2019, when you look back on it, Adam went through a billion storylines. These are interesting. What's the best for you?
You know, I feel like my favorite was actually just being there for Bruce Bochy's final year. You know, I've been fortunate to cover, you know, Terry Collins and Mike Socha, and I think it was really cool to kind of come in and see kind of another old school manager in Bruce Bochy. To me, he was kind of arguably the most fascinating character of this team, you know, so it's really cool to just kind of see the send-offs that he received from all across baseball, and just, you know, being able to hear how much the players respect him and, you know, just his contributions to this game. So I think it was really, you know, I feel really privileged to have been there and gotten to know him a little bit. To me, that was the best part of covering the Giants this year.
It's funny in mentioning Collins and Socha. Are there any similarities with those guys in Bochy? Not with personality traits, but I mean in how you watch them manage the game, how they go about their job and their business. We talk about the old school manager so frequently. What were the similarities, you think, between those three guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think generally speaking, you know, all three of those guys kind of have reputations as players, managers, you know, guys who are good communicators, who, you know, are really well respected in that clubhouse. You know, I think that for me, having seen Mike Scioscia and Bruce Bochy, you know, they're obviously like, you know, they're really great at the strategy part of the game. They really know how to work a bullpen, you know. So I think that it's cool to see to have seen them, you know, do their thing in the dugout and really never be outmaneuvered. And I think that's really impressive because that's, you can't really say that for all managers. So, you know, it's kind of nice to have seen that the last years.
Maria Guardado with us, MLB.com. She covers the Giants. So is Bochy's day done? Is this it for him? What's your take on that? Barry Bloom is going to be on. He was speculating back in May that he would be a Padre manager. So there's been a lot of talk about that this week.
Yeah, there has been. And, you know, I understand it. You know, he's obviously such a fierce competitor. And, you know, people are subject to change their minds about things. You know, obviously retirement is kind of a big deal. And he even, you know, back when in March when he kind of, February when he announced that he would be stepping down, he didn't completely close the door on managing again just because, you know, never say never, right? So, you know, I feel like, you know, when the news of Andy Green's firing kind of broke, you know, I think that it was kind of logical to assume that he might be interested. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he kind of took that phone call and just kind of gauge the interest on both sides there. You know, obviously it's going to be a really coveted position for a lot of guys who are interested in managing just because of the core talent that they have. But, you know, at the same time, I feel like he's pretty content with his decision. You know, I think he's looking forward to kind of just being able to relax after 25 years of managing and kind of just enjoying his family, his grandchildren, and, you know, he has a lot of hobbies, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that he wants to accomplish. So, you know, maybe he'll manage again, but right now I think he's pretty happy with his decision to kind of just step away.
I wonder about, you mentioned the job in San Diego with Andy Green, sort of an element of this storyline that we're talking about Boats potentially managing again, but I wonder about how much competition there will be from the Giants front office in trying to find the right guy while a team in their division, which may look like a more attractive job in the immediate future, has a job opening at manager as well. How do you think that'll affect the search?
Yeah, I think there definitely will be ramifications. I'm sure they'll be interviewing kind of a similar pool of candidates. So I think that, you know, it's something that, you know, I think the Giants probably want to take their time with this search, but I think knowing that there are obviously going to be a lot of other well-regarded positions available, you know, maybe in Chicago, Joe Madden's expected to go, you know, there's going to be competition for the top managerial candidates. So I think that that's probably going to have to factor into their timing of this process and things like that. You know, I think the one thing that Farhan has had to his advantage is that he's had basically a year head start to a lot of these other guys just because Bochy kind of made it known in February that he'd be stepping away. So I think that the Giants front office probably had a lot of time to kind of compile a lot of background work, kind of reach out to some potential candidates on a preliminary basis. So I think that they have that working for them.
It's interesting.
Sense.
I haven't thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest story is for you over the winter? What's going to be the biggest story? How's this roster going to shape up? The veterans, the core guys. What's going to happen? The free agents.
Yeah, I think just in terms of the team personnel, I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do with the rotation. You know, obviously they're, you know, you had Bumgarner and Sam Archer kind of be those two pillars this year. But beyond that, I mean, there was a lot of spottiness there with kind of the younger guys. You know, Derek Rodriguez regressed. Tyler Beattie has had his great moments, but also his bad moments. And then you saw kind of inconsistency for some guys like Logan Webb and Connor Menez and things like that. So I feel like the Giants are really going to have to figure out, you know, especially with Bumgarner slated to be a free agent, you know, they're going to have to introduce some more stability to that group, you know, to join Johnny Cueto and Justin Marja heading into next season. You know, I think that I could see them definitely bringing back Bumgarner for that reason. But, you know, if they don't, maybe they'll go after some other free agent that's going to be available, like Hyunjin Ryu, who we're going to see today, or maybe even Garrett Cole. But I feel like in terms of free agency, the rotation should be the priority for this team just because a lot of their position players are already locked in, you know, for the near future. So I feel like the area that's going to be the most addressing to me is going to be the pitching staff.
What do you think about a general manager, just before we let you go? What do you think about hiring a GM and what candidates may come into play and whether or not maybe that even happens before a manager's hired? I wonder about that.
Yeah, I mean, we asked Farhan about this earlier this month, and I think that he said that he does plan to interview people for that position, but he's not really committed to hiring someone unless he finds the right guy for the job. So I think that, you know, it's definitely possible that it could happen. Obviously, Farhan worked under Andrew Friedman in with the Dodgers, so he's kind of familiar with that setup. And I know that I think earlier in the year the Chronicle kind of wrote a profile on Billy Owens from the A's and kind of pegged him as a potential GM candidate for this job. So maybe he's someone a name that could be thrown around for that position. But yeah, I mean, typically I think if they were to hire someone, it makes sense to hire a GM before the manager, just because you can then factor in their input as you kind of look for their next leader in the dugout. So that would seem to make sense to me.
Boy, well, what a story! Yeah. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. So you'll cover this all year long on the beat for MLB.com?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Beautiful.
All
Maria,
right.
Thank you so much, as always, and for your patience, and congratulations. You are Rookie of the Year for the media this year.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, that is Maria Guardado. More coming up.